Wednesday night or Lachas Iyar. Two announcements first, actually. First of all, reminding everyone that next week, the first Ma'ariv is going to be at 8:40. We're going to try it out this way this year. And whoever has the Dorim after Ma'ariv should come at 8 o'clock sharp. Right? You don't have a natural reason to come because you'll miss Ma'ariv. So you have to come at 8 o'clock to make it work. Also, an email went out that they're ready to start cleaning the shul. And if whoever could go upstairs and help clean from 9 to 11, the email said. I don't know what you're going to be asked to do, but come with some shmatas. And we can start tonight. We can start cleaning tonight. So the email said that people should come between 9 and 11. Okay, in this week's parsha, there's an Issa Ribbis is mentioned prominently. The Issa Ribbis is not just money. If someone lends you money and you feel appreciation, but you can't do him a favor, if to him, you can't do him a favor that you wouldn't have done ordinarily. And you're doing it because he lent you money. So it's a favor. You're giving him a ride or anything that you're doing because he lent you the money. If you would have done it anyway, you still have to be careful. It shouldn't be a public display. It shouldn't be something that the public sees. Obviously, it's talking about, I guess, if the public knows that he lent you money. But otherwise, you can continue as before. But you're not allowed to even... The truth is, thank you is a shaila in the poskim. I think the maskana, I mean, most poskim say it's okay, I think, because you don't mean it. Like, it's just a perfunctory social nicety. It doesn't really mean anything. But you can't certainly greet him more warmly. It's a very thin line, really, because what someone will say is that I'm not doing it because he lent me money. I don't mean to give him something as a tit for tat because he lent me money, but the pshat is he did me such a big favor, so now we have a different relationship. And now that we have a different relationship, I would invite him to a wedding. Before I wouldn't have invited him, but now he's my friend, and before he wasn't my friend. So that's a dangerous, that theoretically could be true, but it's a dangerous thin line. Like, how do you mechalik between that and doing it? It's a subtlety that may not always be true. So you have to be Zohar and Eskashayla. Okay.